Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The lonesome, high-pitched staccato vocalization of the black-tailed prairie dog resonates throughout the Panhandle Plains.
Prairie dogs are a keystone species. A keystone species is a species that needs to be there for other species to survive.
Marcia Reimer coordinates Texas Nature Tracker programs for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Once numbering in the millions, prairie dog colonies in Texas currently occupy less than 1% of their historic range.
Prairie dogs' colonies are used by up to 170 other animals. They're directly or indirectly dependent upon the colony. And they aerate the soil. They actually keep the prairie a prairie. They will chew down any shrubs that are within the colony. So they're very important for that ecosystem.
The Texas Black-tailed Prairie Dog Watch is a program designed to involve people like you in the collection of data about prairie dog colonies. Researchers will use the gathered information to help them understand the species' dramatic decline. And to help you help them, there's a new monitoring packet available.
We created this because we need to find out what's going on with prairie dog colonies throughout the state of Texas, mainly the Panhandle in West Texas, where they're found.
And we'll tell you how you can get involved tomorrow. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.